It's Friday, time for music news. I'm Eric Dethridge. The Persuasions were called the Kings of Acapella. Jerry Garcia loved them, so did Frank Zappa, who gave them their big boost in the late 60s when he discovered them and signed the Persuasions to his independent label. Sad to say, the instrumentless band's baritone Jerry Lawson passed away yesterday in Phoenix following a long illness. He was 75. The Persuasions, who got their start playing street corners and subway stations in New York in the early 60s, made their vocal blend of eclectic rock, blues, and gospel for four decades, spanning across 25 albums. They covered everyone from Sam Cooke to Paul Simon to Bob Marley. Bruce Springsteen once opened for them, and in another year, the Persuasions opened up for Joni Mitchell. Well, what would a parquet quartz beer taste like? Well, you just have to head on over to Chicago next weekend for the Pitchfork Music Festival at Union Park in the Windy City. Goose Island is teaming up with the witty Brooklyn Noise Boys for a Belgian-style wit beer called Wit Awake, named, of course, after that parquet quartz song with the funky bass line and bells, Wide Awake. But fans slamming 16-ounce cans with labels designed by parquet quartz drummer Ace Savage will have the added good feeling, along with that buzz, that proceeds are going to Freedom for Immigrants. Other Goose Island beer band collabs at Pitchfork in the past include Chance the Rapper's No Collar and Sharon Van Etten's SVE Kolch. Confederate Railroad. You hear those two words and it sounds kind of fraught in today's context, but Confederate Railroad is actually a Grammy-nominated Southern country rock band that goes back to the 1980s when they had some hits on Atlantic Records like Trashy Women. So they were scheduled to play this DuQuoin State Fair in Illinois, but the governor of that state, J.B. Pritzker, removed Confederate Railroad from the lineup, citing not the name, but the fact that they draped themselves in Southern imagery, the stars and bars and whatnot, at their shows, and how that is an offensive symbol of slavery that remains a favorite of white supremacists today. The band's fans and others, on the other hand, are howling political correctness and that the Confederate battle flag is just a symbol of heritage and pride and not slavery. A local Harley dealer has stepped up to offer Confederate Railroad a place to play in September, and the band has accepted. Birthdays on this July 12th, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac and Chicken Shack, the very lucky Wilco Johnson, who survived a terminal diagnosis of pancreatic cancer a few years ago, maybe like his Dr. Feelgood song, it was all the milk and alcohol. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!